Thursday, 30th of November, 2023, Brussels, Belgium. Dear Wim, normally I will write you a letter for the first time that I meet you for your residency in the project 94 in Ostende. But this time I decided to make an audio piece for it, an audio letter. Probably in the future I will transcribe it into a written letter, so there is some uniformity with the other resident that was before you, Lisbeth. But since we both have worked in audio pieces and we both have collaborated with audio pieces before, and you have recorded some things for me and me for you, I thought this was the right meeting point. Like before, in the past we met along the roads of audio pieces, and I thought it made sense to meet back again along this road. So nice to see you again, Wim, and I'm very happy to meet you again. Last time we met, it was in the masterclass we prepared with Hans, that you did a really cool performance with the staircase, and you were going to do another performance in Leuven around it. I wonder how it went to do things with the staircase too. It made me think of a piece by Joël Tourlings from the early 2000s that she did in the single where someone was going down the stairs of the main entrance of the single in Antwerp, and this person was going down the stairs over and over and over again, kind of like a dance. And also last time I saw you performing in the in Ostende, the way that you gave out your words to the machine and the way that you gave out the construction of a text to the artificial intelligence made me think of you as a body that was incarnating this text and content and protocol. So it made me think of how your body became a kind of medium for using all this language, like a body without a voice that incarnates language then needs to use the language of itself, of the body, like I'm doing right now. I'm using my body to incarnate the language of what will be otherwise written matter. This is all to say that when I saw you performing, I thought maybe it would be really interesting to focus somehow my proposals to you during this residency along movement, and yeah, why not about dance, because it's also something that has been crossing my mind lately. And since the aim of this residency is to go for things that are linked to your practice but somehow haven't got yet been explored or found the space, I thought bodily practices like dance is something that maybe can bring you to explore other aspects of your performatic practice that you maybe, I feel that language and text and reading and situations around it, it's something that you already have a hand on, so maybe this can maybe help exploring other areas. So when I told Justine about this idea, she said like, hey, maybe you can come to the class that Celion gives of dance, because actually Justine has a very close relationship to dance. And so when I asked her what was precisely, if she could describe this relationship to dance, she recorded this for me. Listen.
Hi, Juan. So you asked me to talk about my description of the dance lessons and what they entail and my experience. And of course, since it's my experience, I'm going to talk a bit about the history of moving, but within my own body. And because I've danced a lot in my years, and I've taught to dance very smoothly, and every move needs to flow into the other, and there was also a way I had to hold my hands, and especially during the whole cheerleading aspect. And it was really weird, because learning those steps created a vibe where I wasn't able to be free and move my body in my own way anymore, because I really learned those steps and those movements. So it didn't take me long to quit, but it did really had a very big impact on my life. And now it was like more of a Britney, more sensual movement vibe. And now Celion is, and this is my experience, but I can imagine everybody, even people who can't really dance very well in a certain norm, I feel like maybe it's because their body also learned to move in a certain way, and they also have to or could relearn how to use their body. So in this sense, Celion has invited me, has invited us to follow her dancing lessons. And it's really interesting because she uses a whole different vibe of dance movement. So like I said, I'm used to like moving very smooth and everything flows into the other, and her dance moves are very sudden and stop and start and action. And it's very weird, because entering every dance lesson, I can imagine, but for me entering this dancing lesson, I'm kind of relearning how to use my body in a different way. And it's like my muscles still remember, have like kind of muscle memory of how it should move when I move forward, when I hear music. And it's really weird to unlearn this, and it takes a while. And during this, every class, it takes a while. And then, well, once you get this, enter this unlearning phase, and then get the new move, understand how it works, then you're asked to adapt this and add your own sauce to it. So this means add your own your own sassiness to this dance move. And this is also very funny because now she asks you to actually go back to your body and like do what it would want to do. So this all this happens in one lesson. There's also a very fun language that goes with the whole dancing scene, like for instance sauce means like your own sassiness or from the top, and there's like certain movements that mean from the top and that you don't have to say it out loud, but then you know what to do, and it's like an own code that those that scene has, and it's really fun. But when you end this lesson and you've added your own sauce, then you're asked to do the dance one last time all together, and once you're all in sync, this creates like a kind of very powerful feeling and moment, and that's very interesting, and I like that very much. And afterwards you're asked to slow down and to stretch and then to go home, and then the next time you do this process all over again, and it's really nice because it's like a kind of dance language. It's like a language, it's like when you can speak French and English, and yeah, it's like a body language. So yeah, I hope this was interesting for you to hear, but this is my experience to how this dance lesson goes. So enjoy.
Thank you, Justine, for that really nice recount of your approach to dance. I hope you like it too, Wim. And so yeah, this is all to say, to propose you, that if you would like to join me one time to the class that Celion gives of dance, and see if that inspires you in a way for your future residency in Project 94. I'm planning to address you with more proposals like this through audio words in the future. So, yeah, give me your thoughts on this one for now, and I hope you will have a lot of fun in the space, and I hope that this residency will be very revealing, moving, and full-bodied for you. Have a great day. Sincerely, Juan Pablo.